Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
There are plenty of seeds that the game of football came from. This tale today, from football's past travels back to the game's humble beginnings, the foundational root of the game itself. It may not be well known, but part of the inspiration of the game came from a small black rubber ball. We'll talk about that and more in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we really are going way back in the portal today, and it's some great positive football history. Well, let me start our tale by telling you about a young man that lived a while back and spent almost every morning stretching and twisting side to side as he rose up out of bed. He was inspired by reading about his heroes, such as Abraham Lincoln, James J. Hill, and Marshall Field, who kept themselves in tip-top shape by performing physical labors each day. Lincoln, well, he adopted his physique by repeatedly swinging an axe for the family's firewood, while Field and Hill performed laborious work of farming. What hard work that is, those of you out there that have done farming work. Now, this young boy, though, did not live in the wilderness, nor did he live on a farm. He was a son of school teachers in a city on the East Coast. In fact, he never did much of many manual labor at all his entire life, except for the obligatory household chores he would do. He would run, climb trees, and routinely perform calisthenics to build his muscles and physical stamina as a child. It's not hard to imagine this boy kicking a black rubber ball around the backyard of his home, perhaps down the street of a dirt road or a cobblestone road. Perhaps in the backyard he was even targeting the clothes that were hanging out on the clothesline, then getting scolded by his mother for getting black marks and mud marks all over his father's freshly laundered shirt that was out to dry after the ball found its mark. He may have then had to render to finding a tree or a fence to kick at. It's said that he spent hours upon hours practicing to handle the ball with both his feet and hands. How best to cradle it under an arm? Where to kick it so that the ball would sail high into the air? Or kick it so it stayed low to the ground? Or how to field it off of a bounce? Self-regiment, repetitive, purposeful motions, and discipline were how he trained himself to be an athlete. All of his life, he would refuse cigarettes and even a second helping of dessert. The lad learned to get much more fun out of self-denial than out of self-indulgence. He was even driven to succeed in athletics. So even as a boy, he trained his mind and body to perform to win. As a student, he strived to excel in both sports and in the classroom. He was diligent in everything he did. And when he introduced to the game of golf, he took practice swings for hours on end, trying to perfect the action for optimal results. This went all the way back to his days in grammar school, where as soon as the class was excused for recess, he was the first boy out on a playground kicking a black rubber ball around. He would toss it high in the air, catch it, kick it as far as he could, and learn to kick it further with each swing of his leg. When he ran, he studied how to get the most from each stride. In watching someone row a boat competitively, he looked for the most productive stroke that they had. There was no organized ball games or sport at his grammar school, but just down the road was Yale University, and this boy did as many of his classmates and watched and dreamed about one day playing baseball or becoming an oarsman for the Elis. The picture's now becoming a little bit clearer for you. The town of New Haven, Connecticut is our setting, and the young man's name, well, it's Walter Camp. the father of modern football. Yeah, he's the guy that formulated football from its roots of soccer and rugby by reading and observing others, including some fellas from Canada, McGill University, that had a version of football all their own. Camp studied many sports and details, honed his own performances, and toned his athletic body. However, most importantly, he learned how to help others do the same, and his acute study of the sports helped him to assemble rules that would change the game forever and help prepare athletes to better perform at those different sports. His persistence on regimented physical exercise would change a nation when he formally helped the United States Armed Forces with his routine of daily dozen exercises, supported by the then President of the United States himself. Giving credit to where credit's due, well, this story of Camp's early life was gathered from a 1926 biography titled simply Walter Camp by Harford Powell Jr. The author did such a nice job of giving us all a glimpse of what made Walter Camp who he was, even at an early age. Now, let's not forget, you know, Camp, besides the Daily Dozen, he developed the word scrimmage into football. He created the center or the snapper back, the quarterback position. Many things came from Walter Camp, and many more came from his students, you know. People such as Amos Alonzo Stagg, the great coach of the University of Chicago, was once a player that was under Walter Camp. And you know how much that Stagg came up with on his own. So he was quite the seed planter himself, and he studied and helped the training of athletes and helped develop the game that we love, Walter Camp. It all started with the little black rubber ball. Have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.